Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to Bedtime Stories with Papa Rick. Tonight's story will be Mrs. Toggle's Class Picture Day by Robin Pulver. As soon as Mrs. Toggle's children walked into their classroom in the morning, they ran right back out. "Yikes!" yelled Joey. "What was that?" cried Caroline. The creature in the room came after them. "Children, it's me, your teacher, Mrs. Toggle. I'm having a bad hair day." The children lowered their hands from their faces. "It's Mrs. Toggle's all right," said Nina. "But we shouldn't stare," said Caroline. "Bad hair day," said Joey. "It's more like bad scare day." "I thought it was a nightmare day," agreed Dina. Paul said, "It will be a nightmare if we can't review subtraction for our test." "Uh-oh," said Caroline. "It's school picture day." "That's right," said Mrs. Toggle. "I can't have my picture taking looking like this." "Maybe we can help," said Caroline. "It's worth a try," said Mrs. Toggle. The children used paper clips and rubber bands on Mrs. Toggle's hair. They patted and sprayed and taped. They glittered and glued. But when they were done, Mrs. Toggle's hair was still bad. The principal, Mr. Stickler, stepped in. "Mrs. Toggle, is that you?" he asked. "What was all the shouting about?" "I'm sorry, Mr. Stickler," said Mrs. Toggle. "The noise was my fault. I scared the children. I'm having a bad hair day." "I have never heard of such a thing," said the principal. "But if your hair is being bad, you must bring it into my office for a timeout. You come too. I suppose your hair is attached to you." "We're attached to Mrs. Toggle too," said Caroline. "We love our teacher, even when she's scary." "Besides," said Paul, "we need to review subtraction for our test." So Mrs. Toggle's hair headed for the principal's office. Mrs. Toggle went along with it, and so did Mrs. Toggle's students. Mrs. Toggle sat down with her hair in the timeout chair. But Mrs. Toggle's hair didn't stop being bad. It didn't settle down one bit. "Oh dear," said Mrs. Toggle. "Now I'm having a bad chair day as well as a bad hair day." The custodian, Mr. Abel, walked into Mrs. Toggle. He said, "Is that you? Your hair? It looks, great. "There's no need to be polite, Mr. Abel," said Mrs. Toggle. "I'm having a bad hair day." "Hey, Mr. Abel," said Dina. "You can fix everything. Could you repair Mrs. Toggle's hair?" "Oh, yes, please," begged Paul, "so we can get busy reviewing our subtraction for our test. And so she'll look good for our school pictures," said Nina. Mr. Abel scratched his head. "I use a blow dryer to fix my own hair, but there are no blow dryers at school. I'll try to think of something else." "Meanwhile, Mrs. Toggle, why don't you go to see the nurse?" "When I have a bad back, I take medicine. Maybe Mrs. Schott has medicine for bad hair." So Mr. Stickler gave Mrs. Toggle permission to take her hair to the nurse's office. "I'm glad I never had a bad hair day," he said. "You don't have much hair at all," declared Caroline. "It's been subtracted from your head," observed Paul. "That's right," said Mr. Stickler. "My head is perfect. Perfect heads don't need hair to cover them up." At the nurse's office, Mr. Schott took one look at Mrs. Toggle and shrieked, "Mrs. Toggle, what bad hair you have." "I know," said Mrs. Toggle. "We're hoping you have medicine for it." "To make it settle down," explained Nina. "Like Mr. Abel's bad back sometimes," added Dina. Mrs. Shaw shook her head. I have no medicine for bad hair, but just in case bad hair is catching you, had better wear a mask. Mrs. Shaw put on a mask over Mrs. Toggle's mouth and nose to keep bad hair germs from spreading. How can we teach subtraction with her mouth covered like that? Asked Paul. I will look ridiculous for school pictures, muttered Mrs. Toggle. It's the best I can do, said Mrs. Shaw. But why don't you go to the art room? Maybe Mrs. Doodle can help you. The art teacher, Mrs. Doodle, was hanging finger paintings up to dry. Mrs. Toggle? Exclaimed Mrs. Doodle. It's not your day for art, is it? And what in the world have you done with your hair? She's having a bad hair day, explained Nina. We thought you could make her more beautiful for school pictures, said Dina. This is great, exclaimed Mrs. Doodle. I will use my imagination, but Mrs. Toggle, why are you wearing that ugly mask? So she won't spread bad hair germs, said Dina, if bad hair is catching. Oh, said Mrs. Doodle. I can make the mask look better too. She painted polka dots on it, then she said, and now for my masterpiece. Miss Doodle fluffed and flipped and pushed and puffed. She added color here, color there, lots of color everywhere. There, she said at last. Children, how did I do? Mrs. Doodle and Nina, we don't want to hurt your feelings, but our teacher's hair is still bad, said Caroline. It's worse than ever, blurted Joey. Well, said Mrs. Doodle, some people don't appreciate fine art when they see it. Mrs. Toggle suggested, Dina, let's take your hair to the library. Maybe it would settle down for a story. The children asked the librarian, Mr. Page, to read them a story. A quiet story, explained Caroline. It is good for calming down wild things. Namely, Mrs. Toggle's hair, said Joey. You've come to the right place. And Mr. Page, he chose a book and began to read. His voice was calm and quiet, soft and soothing. Soon Mrs. Toggle and her class were sprawled on the floor, sound asleep. When they woke up, Mrs. Toggle's hair was smushed on one side and standing up on the other. Mrs. Toggle yawned. You read that beautifully, Mr. Page, but my hair is still bad. Uh-oh, said Caroline. It's time for school pictures. Mrs. Toggle and her class headed for the auditorium. Oh, where is Mr. Abel with that blow dryer? Asked Mrs. Toggle. There he is, said Nina. He doesn't have a blow dryer. He has a fan? Shouted everybody. Suddenly everybody's hair was bad, except for Mr. Stickler's. Sorry, Mrs. Toggle, said Mr. Abel. I guess that was too much air for your bad hair. That's quite all right, Mr. Abel, exclaimed Mrs. Toggle. In fact, I am forever grateful. Now I'm not the only one with bad hair. A few weeks later, when the pictures were ready, Mrs. Schott took one look and shouted, I was afraid bad hair was catching. Paul put his picture up on the refrigerator at home. Who cares about bad hair, he said. At least I passed subtraction. And that, boys and girls, is Mrs. Toggle's class picture day. I hope you enjoyed it. Good night. Sweet dreams.